Hidden Growth Champions, the podcast. Business news, views, and insights from across the globe.
Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of our podcast series, Hidden Growth Champions. This is a special edition where we talk about something that's really close to our heart, our internship program. It's something that's been running for a good number of months now, in fact, from about the mid of 2020. And it's a great opportunity to talk about all the great things we're doing with it, to talk to our interns, to get their own perspective on it, as well as the many other people who've been involved in this, who gave birth to this, and who are helping to have this program deliver the wonderful things we've all planned for. So I just want to welcome everyone into this podcast. I'm going to start off with you, Sharon. Please introduce yourself and we'll then move on to the others.
Okay, thanks very much, Sal. Thank you for the invitation. I've been involved with internship programs of both master students within the consulting sector and then interns in the business sector, as well as your interns now in the consulting sector. And I've also got interns of my own from UJ on the psychometric program. So I can say it's interns are very close to my heart as well. And I think it's an amazing opportunity to actually grow young people and to bring them into the workplace in a way that they are mentored and cared for and allowed to grow at their own pace as well.
Fantastic. Wonderful. I'm going to turn to some of the members who are joining us online. Tesh, I'm going to turn to you first. Tell us a little about yourself and your role in our internship program, please.
Thank you, Sa. So afternoon to everyone. My name is Tashley Moodley. I've been part of the Ascent team for just over a year now, and my role is pretty much centered around strategic M&A and investments. And I've had the privilege of being part of the internship program, working both with Gauchelo and Sierra Bonga. And the opportunity, I must say, has been very enriching on my front, and looking forward to sharing some of those insights, just from being able to learn from these young professionals, but also being able to share some of the learnings that I've encountered during my career over the past while.
Yeah, excellent. Charmaine, you're also with us on the call. You're no stranger to our podcast conversations, but say something about yourself.
Thanks, Sa. Yes, I'm Charmaine Rodenbach. I've been working with Sa and his team as part of the tribe for just over 2 years now. And I've been kind of looking after our interns and the program that they've been on from the start. I was part of the recruitment and finding of these interns, and I've had the privilege of watching them grow and blossom and learn over the past couple of months. And hopefully we've got more time to spend with them to see them grow even more. So it's been a really special experience for me, and really privileged to be part of it and to help shape what it looks like for us at Accenture.
Fantastic. See, I'm going to turn to you. Tell us a little about yourself, one of the two interns that we brought in the midst of last year. Tell us a little bit about yourself, this introduction.
Well, hi, so thank you for having me here. I'm Sia Bonga Shamalala, 24, 2025, very soon. I am one of the first interns here at Accenture, and it has been quite a privilege being here in the past year, given the fact that this is my first internship, first job that I've ever done. And I think, you know, for someone getting a job during a pandemic, it has been quite a privilege. Considering that many people were losing and not being able to get something. So I'm thankful for all of that. Currently, the year has been quite busy in terms of the internship. I've seen quite a lot. I've shifted into VC now, where I'm working for one of Accenture's limited partners. And essentially there, I've been involved in quite a lot of market research and stuff, all falling in line with what I've been studying, which is economics.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Gauchelo, tell us a little about yourself as well. You've also joined us kind of in the midst of last year, amid the pandemic and everything else that's happened.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I'm Gauchelo Manaka. I also started at the same time this year, was recruited by Charmaine. So it's been interesting being in essentials for the past 6-7 months. We've been dabbling on a lot of projects. We've been going back to some projects and getting new projects. So we have experience in different fields, which will be useful in our life. So yeah, and I have a degree in economics and risk management. So basically, that's covered.
Fantastic. I feel a little bit, I've got to watch myself, two economists in the room. Yeah? So as we kind of kick this off, I just wanted to kind of take us back to the kind of point of origin. Where does this thing start from? And I'm conscious some of the people around the table have actually been there literally right at the beginning. I remember, Sharon, you actually started working with us before we were kind of us, before this was a company. It was kind of an idea and we needed to recruit some people. So I'm kind of conscious there's some of you have been working with us for quite some time. But the idea for this internship program, certainly for me, came up in a conversation with the YES Initiative, with a lady by the name of Tashmia, who is the CEO of this very interesting organization that is essentially a public-private partnership between the South African government and large businesses to bring youth into the field of employment, into workplaces. And in fact, we had her in some of our webinars and we had some wonderful conversations. And as part of that conversation, it really struck me that the best time to grow an organization is in the midst of recession, in the midst of difficulty. And what a better time it is to bring new talent into an organization at the same time. And we didn't know what the interns will be doing in the organization. We had no idea of which projects we're going to slot you on, you know, how would this thing pan out? We just had this intent essentially boiled down to, it's the right thing to do. It would do wonders both for us as individuals. It will stretch us as an organization. And only good things are going to come out of it. It may not be comfortable every day, but we know we're doing the right thing. And I got on the line with Tashmia. We had a really good conversation. I got a sense that being able to find and recruit interns may not be as hard as climbing Mount Everest. And off we went. And Charmaine got involved in the process, and then Sharon, et cetera, et cetera. And before we knew it, we had a program on the go. But for me, that's really what the internship program boils down to. We keep on doing the right things, good things happen around us. And that's really where the internship program kind of got born. Now, here we're talking about the midst of 2020. So they're certainly within the pandemic and as the numbers started rising. So we had to find some interesting ways of working together as a team. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But before we do that, I just want to kind of turn the microphone to you, Sharon, and talk a little bit more broadly about why does internship matter, in particularly in these times? And what do innovative organizations do in terms of the internship program?
I think for many companies, internship programs started as a tick box exercise to get the numbers right, to get the training budget right, etc. And in that tick box exercise, I think it is a tremendous opportunity to learn and to gain the advantage and the value of young talent and also giving and receiving to young people, which I think grows an organization. It grows the attitudes within the organization, and it expands the mindsets of people who think that young people, millennials, aren't very hard workers or aren't there for the long term or have still a long way to go. It's been absolutely fascinating for me to be exposed to young people and to see how much they actually bring to the table, how much energy, how much motivation, how many new ideas, what an expansive mindset they actually bring into an organization. And they create an opportunity for growth from a foundational level upwards within an organization.
Amazing. And we're going to talk about some of these specific instances even here in our own organization. But it's good to hear that the concept has not kind of fallen away, has not been put on the wayside, despite the challenging environment we've been in. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Certainly with all the interns that I've been involved with, one of the first things that we do is to give them an opportunity to present where they come from, their as-is state, and what they're hoping to gain. And most times, I walk away from those presentations absolutely astounded at what they bring to the table and what they already are able to grasp within the corporate environment, within their area of expertise, and what they know about themselves in terms of the insights that they have and the learnings that they bring to the table.
Now, Charmaine, I'm going to turn to you for a moment, because I think as we started to have those conversations, that's when we needed to put a plan together, right? This had to come from, beyond just being a good idea and seeing that others are doing wonderful things in terms of these internship programs and seeing interns grow and develop. And we wanted to be able to bring that magic into our own organization. So Charmaine, tell us a little bit about how that took place here. How did the good intent became into a workable plan? I'm going to ask Sharon for you to add to it as well. This was very much a team sport.
Yes, so we kind of had this wonderful idea that we wanted to have interns and then had no idea how we were going to do that. And it's morphed over time, but we started off putting together a structured program that started from an inside-out view, starting to understand consulting, because I think internships in consulting is not an everyday thing. People have internships as industrial psychologists, as medical students, as lawyers, but really not that often in the consulting space. Because it's such a fast-moving, demanding world, the ability to shift and adapt with that required our program to also shift and adapt with the changes that was happening in the environment around the pandemic, but also around how our world as consultants are constantly changing. So we started with some research topics where we wanted the interns to really understand the world that they were entering in, then looked at equipping them with some core skills that consultants need, such things like program and project management, some change management, and then giving them some opportunities to work on real life projects or real life opportunities or real life processes that we work with. And so we have exposed them to different areas, and hopefully in the process, they've grown significantly, have learned a lot, both in terms of skills and also about themselves. So it started off quite structured and then had to adapt based on how our world was changing, both inside the organization as well as the world that we were operating in. So the ability to do this in an agile manner became more and more important as we moved along on this journey.
I mean, it just kind of sparked the thought. I had to ask myself as you were describing this of, when did I know that this internship program is going to be so successful? And it actually goes back to Sharon, to something you've said, which is actually the initial presentations. I remember I came into this boardroom and we were kind of all looking at each other and said, kind of, what do you expect? You know, do we kind of be very gentle in terms of the feedback? Do we keep it to just a kind of few short slides that kind of just kind of tell the tip of the story about who this person is and what consulting is about and how they could play a role in the industry? Or do we do something completely different? And I was sitting here and then watching the presentation, and it really struck me is so much thought went into these presentations. So much good work went into it. You could see the person's personality coming out. You could see the things that are unique about the individual that came out. That was kind of the first time where I kind of walked away and went, we're doing not just something that's good, we're doing something that's really going to flourish into something that's of real quality, that's going to be a benefit both to the individual and in our tribe. So I'm going to turn with that for a moment to Tash, and I'm going to ask you, Tash, you've been working with our interns as a mentor and as a coach for a good couple of months now on different assignments, anything from M&A and strategy, kind of your favorite area, down to projects around sustainability, for example. So talk to us a little bit about what were some of the indications that told you that this is becoming a successful program? What told you that this internship program is generating these kinds of benefits? And then we can talk a little bit later about the how we got there.
Thank you for that question, Sa. I think just to echo the sentiments that are, you know, that's currently coming out of this conversation, is that learning is most definitely a two-way process. So, you know, as much as the interns have learned from what we've been able to share from them, we've equally learned from them as well. And I think that for me was probably the most enriching experience. And just listening to, you know, your comment on presentations, I remember a conversation even with Haukelo where he was particularly nervous about presenting to an audience. And he does it now on almost a regular basis. Talking about topics that, you know, he's not his day-to-day. He's talking about business development in one area. He talks about green finance the next day. So it's just been, for me, it's really been a pleasure to watch the interns grow, to really take on some of the challenges that they set for themselves on day one. You know, they pointed out what their growth areas were, and to actively seeing them flourish in that has been an absolute pleasure. And to your point, the tasks have been wild and varied, very, very common of the consulting space, but the interns have been able to adapt. Siya Bonga as well has done exceptionally well, I think, in the VC space. Again, he showed a keen interest in that space when he first joined the program. And he's now getting very much more involved in it. And when you engage with him on the conversations, you can see that there's a deep, rich understanding. There's a questionable mindset there. So I think both of the interns have really taken, you know, this opportunity by the horns, to say the least. And you start to see it in the way that they're able to present, and the fact that they're able to articulate clearly what they found and their learnings. And they're able to engage with people even beyond our immediate Ascend tribe.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a moment. And I guess two areas I just wanted to perhaps to bring more visibility into. Tash, I'm going to ask you and then Charmaine to talk a little bit about the how. What were some of the practical things that worked during the program? Practices we put in place, ways of working. What are the kind of things that kind of stand out for you that you can kind of go back and say, this should be part of every internship program, wherever that is?
Yeah. I think from my perspective, internships for me require daily commitment from both parties. So I think one of the ways of working that we established was to have regular feedback sessions, particularly during this pandemic, where ordinarily we would have had face-to-face interactions. And learning is very much a social engagement. It's a sharing of intelligence and insights between people. And the pandemic, I suppose, forced us to really pick up pace on how often we engage. So one of the ways of working, I think, that had a massive impact on the outputs that we're seeing today is the regular and continuous engagement that we've had with the interns. I would argue that the other important aspect was there was a fair element of pushing the guys to, you know, challenge their boundaries. So giving them the opportunity to step up, giving them the opportunity to really own. So as much as they're in a learning space, we allow them enough of a space to say, well, you're going to present, you're leading the project, you're leading this task, which then also gives them an opportunity to step into it and not sit almost in the back seat of this of their learning, but really to take charge of it. So I would argue those are probably the two biggest ones that stick out for me at this point in time.
From your side, you've had a similar experience in working with our interns. What stood out for you?
Yes, I would very much echo what Tashni is saying around the regular engagement. And I think in support of that was having a coach/mentor type role assigned to each intern that actually walks the journey with them, somebody to go to when they have questions, when they are uncertain, somebody who can guide them, who can give them that all important feedback, where they can learn and grow in a safe space. And for me, the three things that I would highlight in terms of what stood out for me was the fact that each one had a dedicated coach and mentor, and it changed over time depending on what areas they were involved in. So when we were looking at sustainability, we had them work with people who are more in the sustainability space, whereas if it was more around financing or green financing, it was working with Tash, who's very skilled and experienced in the mergers and acquisitions and financing space. So for me, that would be the first one. The second one would be, and Tash alluded to it, was stretching them. We didn't make this, we're not making this easy for the interns. We gave them challenging tasks to do, supported them in it, but also let them learn and grow, make mistakes. And then the third one in support of that is creating a safe space to learn, where individuals can ask questions, where they take feedback in a constructive manner and do better next time. And each time that we've seen and interacted with the interns, I've seen such significant growth and learning happening. I think sometimes the interns don't even realize how much they've learned and grown over the last couple of months, but watching them has been so amazing, so awesome, and so humbling to watch them grow so much.
Let's maybe pick up on that for a moment, because this is such a great point, Charmaine. I'm going to turn to you, Sia, for a moment. And I think as we were kind of planning and preparing ourselves for this particular conversation, I think you've raised a really important question, which is, what's been the impact, or what has the internship experience taught you about yourself? Something that, Charmaine, you've just alluded to. This was more than just here's a task and let's go ahead. So tell us a little bit about what has that taught you about yourself beyond the work?
Well, Charmaine, I mean, you alluded to it quite earlier. I wouldn't actually have realized it as the process was going through. But of course, when you put some deep thoughts into it, into that question, I think on my part, I think it's the ability to think outside of the box, which is something which I haven't necessarily done because of school and stuff, because everything has been so structured and all. And now being inside this management consulting space where everything is so diverse and it requires, you know, quite a mind that is not too focused on, you know, like just something that's structured, but, you know, it needs you to be strategic in your thinking, go outside the box, as I said, and, you know, and be comfortable with your thoughts, if that makes sense. You know, so, yeah, be comfortable with your thoughts and voice out whatever you have in mind. And if you don't think it's, well, yeah, if you don't think it's fine, then it's no problem. Or if you think others might think what your thoughts are they wrong, just don't think about it. Just speak what you think, what you have in mind. And, you know, you find that even your bosses will agree with you.
I'm actually going to quote you on this. Be comfortable with your thoughts. So it's quite a profound thought, huh? It's so relevant way beyond the internship years. Thank you, Sia. Hello, from your perspective, what, you know, how is this program, or in what way has it taught you about yourself?
So from my side, coming from school and considering myself a shy person, so being in this program, one of the things that I learned is that I can actually work in a team. So it was something scary going into the corporate field, thinking, am I going to be able to work with people? Am I going to be able to correspond well with people? So learning that I can actually work with people. I've worked with Sia in the first few projects. I've worked with Tesh and me and Lisa. So being able to adapt to that, so also learn that I have adaptive skills.
So with that in mind, just something that just sprung to mind for me, Sharon, is that something you see often in other programs, is kind of the personal learning beyond the work? Is that something that you see, that you observe, that people speak to you about in other programs, or?
Very much so. I think that a lot of people come into internships and they don't know what they don't know because they don't know they don't know. So they really have no idea of what to expect, what their capability is. They've never actually had a corporate environment to actually push up against and see where they actually fit in. And the internship is such a perfect opportunity to be able to do that and within that safe space. And I think that feedback and honest feedback and critical but fair and straightforward feedback is absolutely essential to the program.
That leads me to to ask the question a slightly different way, I guess, which is, and I'll open it up to everyone, is what impact do you think it's had on us as an organization, on us as a collective of individuals that choose to work together more than anything else? I don't know if you've seen any changes in some of our conversations, and I'll open it up to others to comment as well.
Yeah. Well, I remember Charmaine and I having a conversation initially about what we're going to do with them. And Charmaine and I were like, well, I don't know. You know, what do you think? I don't know, you know. So it was definitely a learning experience for all of us, particularly within that pandemic environment. How is this going to work? How is this actually going to stretch? But I think it's an unbelievable opportunity to actually expand your own mind and your own thoughts and to actually take your own thinking out of the box and one step further. Because you often these interns are from a different generation. They're coming from a completely different space. And the energy that they bring is a new, fresh energy. They bring that into the workplace.
Charmaine, from your perspective, what have you seen? How has that changed us as an organization?
So for me, it's helped us focus on that we are in a constant learning world. And it's not just the interns that need to learn, but that we are constantly learning and growing as well. And that it is a two-way street of learning and growing. And I've been so pleasantly surprised in working with these young gentlemen in how much they've brought to the party and how much I've been able to learn from them in terms of resilience, adaptiveness, working in uncertainty. I think we forget as we get older how scary sometimes it is to walk into a brand new environment where you know nothing and nobody, and to be able to adapt, fit in, and flourish. And for me, that has been so rewarding. And I think we've started incorporating that learning mentality more and more in the organization with other people and not just with our interns.
Cash, from your perspective, anything to add?
Yeah, I think so. The beauty of bringing in, you know, fresh new blood into the team brings new perspectives. And I think that stands true to the company values of always wanting to learn and having the growth mindset. And I think that working with the interns has definitely stretched us as a company, and that it says, look, you know, learning doesn't come easy. You've got to put in the effort, right? You've got to keep asking the questions. You've got to go looking for that which disrupts. And I think we've done that. I think at an individual level, for me personally, like Charmaine says, I've taken some things for granted, you know. And when you sit with people that are looking at M&A or VC for the first time, you really then have to hone in on your communication skills. You know, how well are you articulating yourself? You know, are you able to explain the fundamentals of something that seems relatively big, but put it in small sort of digestible blocks? And I think that's a skill that is not something that I will only use with interns or with people who are not in the M&A space, but it's a skill that makes me a better consultant, because then I'm able to engage a little bit better with the customers. I'm able to engage a little bit better in terms of how I articulate, how I explain. So for me, it's been an all-round learning experience.
And then it's so nice to kind of to watch and observe this different members of the team, how much it's contributed to us as a tribe, how much it's contributed to us as a collective. I just want to maybe just amplify two things that I think were said and that really resonated with me in terms of what I saw kind of the collective has grown in. I guess the first one, and Sia, you've raised it previously, was around asking questions. I'm finding that as a team, we ask more questions because the two of you have been asking more questions. So you triggered that questioning mentality in many of us. And so that was the kind of the first thing that stood up for me. And the second thing that stood up for me is that in many ways, an internship, and Sharon, that goes right to your first comment about what companies do, really has no limits. I had a really interesting experience the past week where we've connected with a young lady based in the UAE and then possibly having her join us as an intern. Now, that's something, if you had to ask me 6 months ago, I would have said, not even close, right? Far away, another country, et cetera, et cetera. And now we kind of look at it and say, talent has no borders. And therefore, the application of an internship program is not limited to our immediate work environment. And it's wonderful to see, in the same way that we can tap into talent and amazing individuals all around the world, we can apply that in internship environment as well. So I think there'll be some interesting times to come. Maybe just a last question from my side to pose, and that's around lessons to others. So Khakhalo, if you had to sit with this young lady sitting in Abu Dhabi at the moment and kind of going, should I join this internship program? What would you want to share with her? What kind of lessons from the world of internships would you want to share with her that you think would be valuable?
So from my side, I think the lessons that I could share with someone is that you just have to keep working hard. You have to accept yourself that you're going to make mistakes. Your field is something that it's new to you, so you can't get everything perfect. You're going to make mistakes and be kind to yourself. Be open to new suggestions, be open to learning more. The whole internship thing is about learning. Mm. So you're going to learn. You don't know everything in that space. If you knew everything in that space, you wouldn't go in as an intern. So going into an internship, you must go wholeheartedly to learn and to give back to the company also. But then you have to accept that you can make mistakes and move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Sia, from your side?
Well, I share the same sentiments as Khakhalo, in the fact that, you know, when you go into an internship, it's okay not to know everything, because, you know, you generally knew you fresh from school with some instances. And how you should treat an internship is more like, you know, another level of your education, except you, at this point you're getting paid. And I think that's what being involved in a career is like. It's always going to be a learning phase, and an internship is just the initial part of it. So, yeah, just don't think that you are dumb or stupid as you get into this. And, you know, if the girl's about to enter Accentios, what I can say to her is be prepared to be involved with the team. You know, not many people get to work in such an intimate space like we do here in Accentios and get to interact like wholeheartedly with their bosses and stuff. So being at Accentios allowed me that opportunity to actually see that by just being next to a boss, you're not like a mean person and stuff, but you know, you're just another human being who's also keen to learn from you. So yeah, like I said earlier on, like your thoughts may also teach your other colleagues, especially like your most senior colleagues, but they work.
Tash, Charmaine, any further thoughts from your side? What lessons would you want to share?
Sure. I think so. From my perspective, if I were to leave a message for future interns, it would simply be that they must actively earn their growth. You know, companies like Ascent is providing a platform for which they can learn, they can interact, and they can network. But the richness of the experience really depends on them. And they should not be afraid to ask questions. I think that's what we've been trying to do in this program as well, is to have, as Charmaine says, a safe environment. So continue to ask questions, continue to probe, continue to question, because you are as much of value to the company as the company is to you.
Charmaine, from your side?
From my side, the learnings would be, don't underestimate how much you're going to take from it, and that the learning is going to be so much more than what you expect. It's not just going to be technical. You're going to learn so much about yourself. You're going to learn skills and capabilities that you didn't even know you needed or wanted. And to embrace the relationships around you and to learn as much, become a sponge and absorb as much of everything around you, because it can only stand you in good stead as you go forward in your career if you can gather as much from this amazing opportunity and learn as much, grow as much, and contribute as much as you possibly can. But really see it as an awesome opportunity for you to grow, learn, and contribute.
Hmm. Sharon, from your side?
I would say it's important to go into an internship with an open mind and an open heart and an open spirit, and to be non-defensive and be yourself, because, you know, everybody else is taken. So it takes a little while just to settle in and let that inner personality come out. But be yourself and go into it wholeheartedly and openly.
Wise words. Thanks, everyone. This was a great conversation. I very much enjoyed this. I'm so glad we had the opportunity of doing this. Just getting everyone around the same table in this challenging time is not easy. Thank you for everyone who were able to join us online. And for those listening, this has been another special episode of our podcast series. 2 weeks from now, we'll be releasing another client story, another organization that has been innovating its way through and beyond the pandemic. We'll look at their management innovations. We'll look at some of the new models they've brought in and some of the lessons they would want to share with others. So stay tuned both for that and upcoming episodes from our organization, special episodes that we'll share in due course. Thanks, everyone.
Hidden Growth Champions, the podcast. Join us next time for more business news, views, and insights from across the globe.